Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And if people wanted to wear our podcast, Joe, how could they do
Ooh,
that?
If people wanted to wear...
You can wear the podcast?
Yeah, we sell our skin on the black market. No, we...
God!
Hello, I am Daft Pina, and here I am just hanging out with the boys, girls, everything in between on the, quite literally, the first podcast started in 1972.
Thank you for joining us. My name's Joe, I'm going to be your co-host today, and with me as always, I have Lars.
The chat is like surprised that Daft Pina is here. What, like what, when you click the link to listen into the Daft Pina episode, what did you guys expect?
Oh, you know how I am with my pranks, like, hey... This time I'm going to be on the first podcast. Haha. And like, oh, why didn't you show up to the first podcast? Oh, it's a joke. Classic prank.
Ha, funny stuff.
Classic Daft Pina.
Nice.
No, but seriously, right. Thank you for being here. You know, it really is a pleasure to be speaking with you and to have you on our show.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Oh. I mean, someone's going to talk to everyone. And I like talking to people. It's a nice co-speaking relationship. It's very nice.
I enjoy it.
I almost feel bad that we didn't record like the 2-hour massive hangout that we did before this, where we actually had some funny jokes here and there, but
it's fine.
And where can they tune in next time if they want to listen to the pre-show?
Well, I think they'd rather listen to the actual show, Joe, and that's at discord.t1podcast.com.
That is a topic I do want to bring up. Today, Amazon released some new products. Do either of you have like an Echo or Google assistant? Now here's the big question. When you say the command, do you say thank you to the robot?
No.
Can I answer if I use Siri?
Of course.
I say thank you.
You see, that's very nice.
Wow, Joe, that's incredible. You're so nice. Joe,
it's how you feel towards the robot. Because remember, they're always listening.
I don't have complicated feelings towards my robot, if that's what you're getting at.
I don't have complicated feelings, but I experience emotion.
There's a very small chance when the Google employees or Apple employees are listening to you. So you'll brighten their day if you say thank you while they're listening to the recording. It just makes their day.
If you guys could hold hands with your Amazon Echo, would you? Like, just you're at home holding hands, you want someone to hold hands with?
It's actually one of the new products. It's actually a hand on a Roomba.
My Echo does not have a hand, though.
It's because you had the last model.
Oh, but if it did, that's not the question. The question is, if it did, would you hold hands? If you wanted someone to hold hands with?
Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a robot.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Is it a guy or a girl?
Girl.
Then maybe, I don't know, like what, that's kind of a weird situation where they just were like, oh, the new Amazon Alexa, now with hands.
I would love really that.
Weird. Would you hold hands, Ryan?
Let me show you. Do I still have
what
it?
What should I call you? Ryan, Mr. Pina?
You can call me Ryan, but look at these two images I'm sending in the chat that I found from the Amazon thing. What have you heard? And then this one, wait for it. Why did you do that? I was like, why is this guy bullying his Echo Dot?
So why did you do that?
Why did you do that?
Wait, what's the context for this?
So a new thing that the Echo can do, and because I have one right next to me, I'm not going to say the name, is it can understand when you're frustrated and angry.
Really?
Yeah, the new part of it can, and I was like, really?
Oh, that's
interesting.
So that's why I brought
the
question.
Can you do anything with that? Like, is it useful for it to know?
Would it tell you, settle down? You're going to have a knipshit?
Yeah. How about you try yelling at it? Try yelling at it. Since you don't like robots, you don't say thank you. They'll get some attitude with you, I guess.
What would happen if it said, like, you're yelling at it and it said, you're scaring me?
What do you mean, what would happen?
Stop it. That would be that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan.
Hello.
Would you prefer to date a robot or a human lady?
I prefer humans.
Humans?
I prefer humans. They're cooler.
Lars, what about you?
I feel like this is a dumb question that we should move on.
It's not a dumb question.
I feel like you're trying to hide your robot feelings.
No, I'm not trying to hide them. I feel like there are better discussions to have.
To answer the question,
Well, I mean,
he hasn't seen a robot that caught his eye.
Yeah, exactly. I'm waiting for like a robot that I'd want to fuck.
But don't pretend like you haven't seen Android 18.
Well, it's not real, Joe. We're talking about like actual androids. Like, would you have sex with them?
Would you have sex with Android 18?
Android 18 is not real.
She's real to me.
I believe that when they start making these robots, there would be custom made ones people make of anime characters and such. Obviously, there'd be a market for that.
Yeah.
That's good business.
Hey, guys in the chat, would you have sex with Android 18?
Wait, is she like, okay, so is it like a one-for-one recreation of the anime character? Like, is it a horribly disfigured looking person?
No, I assume it would be based on the actual anime character, a la Dr. Krieger from Archer and his virtual waifu.
Wait, but but Dr. Krieger's virtual waifu is not corporeal.
It actually existed.
Oh, okay.
They made jokes about it of how it would actually hit you, and they implied that he had sex with it.
Okay.
And the question Archie would say like, how? And then it would cut to a different joke.
Is that show still on?
Yes, it is. It's basically still in Archer's mind.
Oh, right. Yeah, like he went into a coma.
Yep. Which has reinvigorated the show. Because I've read some reports from the actual crew that they love doing these wild adventures such as the 1930s, space.
If you could go into space with any celebrity, who would it be?
I would go with you. Imagine the first podcast in space, pun intended.
The first
podcast.
The first that'd be amazing.
The first podcast done from space.
Well, we actually went into outer space before on one of our Ohan episodes.
But you forgot to bring your microphone.
Wait, would microphones work without gravity? Like, is that a part of it?
And what about sound waves? Don't they travel differently in space?
I suppose if you're in a spaceship.
Does anyone in the chat know anything about this? Like, do we have any scientists who can answer this question?
Yeah, do we have any, like, physics experts that we could have on right now for a quick second?
If only I had all my scientist friends on call right now.
Please don't pretend to be a scientist to come on the show and then be like, I like pudding.
Wait, the chat says that Android 18 was human at one point.
She was.
I changed my answer. Then yes, because it's just like becoming a cyborg at that point. That's fine.
Oh, I see how it is. It has to be human first, and then it becomes a monster.
I'm not a scientist, but if you were in space, you'd probably be in a shuttle. Technically, aren't we in space right now? We're just on a planet.
Yeah.
We're on a very big old spaceship.
Where everyone's always in space. That's a stupid thing to say. Anyway.
So for those of you guys tuning in who don't know, Daft Pina is a very, very well-respected member of the YouTube community. I think that we forgot to have you...
We forgot to introduce
him. ...introduce yourself, or we would introduce you... What
why are you stumbling so much through this?
Can you please describe what do you do?
I am Daphina. I'm usually a visual person, and it's quite interesting to be on a podcast. Mm-hmm. This isn't my first podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Here's the thing. 2 or 3 years ago, I was on a podcast. But the recording got deleted because the podcast had a falling out.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So technically, this is and isn't my first podcast.
So it's kind of like Schrodinger's podcast.
unless they can find the audio.
I actually wanted to ask you a question about your recent singles that you put out, Get Lucky and Instant Crush, which...
I wouldn't call them singles since they came out 6 years ago, man.
Well, have you put out music since?
I have worked with The Weeknd. He's quite a nice fellow with Starboy.
Random Access Memories was your most recent album, correct? Do you have stuff in the works?
We were thinking of making one based off of the motherboard, but perhaps we were experimenting. I went to a thrift shop recently, and I found a very old keyboard, and it was very funny because it only had one battery, and I love the sound. So maybe we'll do something with that.
I'm an expert on the motherboard.
Wait, what
hey,
do you
Siri,
guys, Joe?
Tell me about the motherboard.
Joe, do you think?
Here's what I found.
It's Joe, the main printed circuit board. I'm an expert on this.
Joe, are you under the impression that we're interviewing Daft Punk right now?
Oh, perhaps I should say what I'm actually doing here.
What are you talking about? Under the impression we have Ryan on from Daft Punk.
Ryan from Daft Punk.
You know when they take off their helmets, they're just regular people. They're like, "Hey, it's me."
He just said that he's working on a new album and that...
Yeah, but he's joking. You understand that this is not Daft Punk, right?
Wait, you said we were having Daft Punk on the show and I spent all day listening to their songs preparing for the interview.
Yeah, and I spent all day listening to the first podcast. Is this not the first podcast?
This is the first podcast. Ryan.
Okay, so I went to the right
score. You're from Daft Punk. Tell Lars you're from Daft Punk.
I'm from one half of those words.
Lars, are you serious?
It's Daft Pina.
God damn it.
Joe.
Not again.
God damn it, Joe. Every
God
time.
God damn it. Every fucking time. Every fucking time.
So today I had some McDonald's.
Oh.
It was actually quite nice.
What'd you have?
Chicken sandwich.
Every time I interview the podcast. Every time.
And I always get sweet tea.
Yeah.
What do you like to get at McDonald's?
Well, I like Diet Dr. Pepper. I feel like it tastes really similar to regular Dr. Pepper.
I've always liked... Well, I stopped drinking soda recently. But when I did, I loved Dr. Pepper from Sonic.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. I'll just do some research really fast. I'll do some research and I'll be fine.
It was something to do with the syrup that they have from there.
Hey, Siri, Google Daft Pina.
I don't know what it was.
I think that Sonic has really good syrups. That's like a...
He's a YouTuber.
That's definitely a truth.
I would be very interested in what Siri thinks of me. It's like,
I'm an expert. You're a YouTuber. You've been making YouTube videos for quite some...
That's really it. We don't need that. He's a YouTuber.
Yeah. That's all you need to know.
A fan of mine. I'm going to congratulate him. I want to say his name or the username.
Sorry, guys. And I thought that we were interviewing Daft Punk.
Joe, if you Google the guest at all, you would know this.
But it's just you.
Just you?
Revenge Garaptor on my server made a fandom page for me on the YouTube Wikipedia thing. And I thought that was pretty nice of them. And I just want to give a shout out to them.
Yeah, I feel like the chat's been really nice this time.
Yeah, they really are. And where can the audience tune in to watch the chat?
They can go to daftpunk.t1podcast.com.
That's right, discord.t1podcast.com.
I'll actually make that link work just for this, just in case. Yeah, we do. We do record these episodes live, and I think we should go ahead and get something out of the way. Speaking of Amazon so excessively in the beginning, Joe.
Amazon is actually one of our sponsors, and we are proud to support such a company that has millions of products that you buy every day. Amazon.t1podcast.com is our affiliate link, and you'll thank me later, because by clicking this link, Amazon.t1podcast.com, you're supporting your good friends Lars and Joe and our creative endeavor known as The First Podcast without spending any extra money, rather only the money you were already going to spend on Amazon.com. So bookmark that link, go to your bookmarks, right click and edit Amazon.com to Amazon.t1podcast.com, and you'll really be doing us a favor.
That's kind of insulting to the audience, Joe. Like, you don't know how to make a bookmark. You have to go to edit and right click. Like, that's really kind of condescending.
We'll change it in post.
There was a cool thing I found out about Amazon, actually.
Yeah?
They have a thing called Amazon Web Services, where they host platforms and space in the storage for other companies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, some of Netflix is run out of Amazon's servers.
Yeah, Amazon has its fingers in a lot of online data. It's kind of weird.
Did you say online dating?
Pretty funny. because my friend really hates, he really hates Amazon. And I was like, you're not going to like what I just found out.
All right, let's get to some topics, actually. Okay, so first of all, Daphpina, I'm sure you've been asked this question before, but why such a random username like Daphpina? Why that?
I'm not entirely sure, actually. I've had this username actually for 30 minutes because I recently just changed it from Daft Punk just for a little hee-hee-ha-ha goof.
Hee-hee-ha-ha.
It's very fun. No, I'm not sure what it was. I do like Daft Punk.
Yeah.
I'm really in favor of Random Access Memories. I love to edit oftentimes listening to that because it's an album. It's easy to listen to.
Yeah.
Not too distracting, at least for me. But sometimes I like typing in words to Google Translate with friends to see what they mean. And Pina is skin of a pineapple. Not pineapple, skin of a pineapple. I thought, hey, that's pretty funny. So my name is technically Daft, as in crazy, crazy skin of a pineapple.
All right. So that's just that. And I've noticed something, which is that Gus Johnson just blew the lid on the Subway jalapeno conspiracy. So do you have any passionate thoughts about that?
I am more of a Witch fan.
Yeah.
Like, I've had Subway. If I got Subway, it would be a meatball sub. However, I am very intrigued on what this jalapeno is. There too little? Are they not even jalapenos? Are they just actually little lettuce shaped?
If you'd allow me to read this excerpt. When YouTuber Gus Johnson found one too many jalapeno stems on his Subway sandwich, he decided to see if a pattern existed in the popular sub chain's jalapeno quality. In video uploaded Wednesday, Johnson briefs viewers with some background to his problem. I've been noticing for quite some time now that it seems like every time I get some jalapenos on my flippin' Subway sandwich, I'm biting into a big ol' hard stem.
Whoa, whoa, Joe, language.
Sorry. It's okay, keep reading.
Johnson allegedly went to 4 Subway locations, bought a total of 20 sandwiches, all with jalapenos, of course, and recorded how many subs had jalapeno stems on them, as well as how many stems were on each sandwich. Wearing a sky blue shirt that may actually be scrubs, gloved, and ready to unveil the truth, Johnson gets to work. He goes sub by sub, counting jalapeno stems before removing them with surgical precision.
Why is this description so long?
Each stem occurrence gets chalked up on the instances of bullshit board. Johnson started off the video avoiding curse words, but with frustration and jalapeno stems mounting. He mostly abandons any effort of self-censorship. In the end, Johnson claimed to have found a total of 50 stems. The math on the board actually adds up to 53. With only one of the 20 Sammies being totally stem-free, that's a stem percentage of 95%.
Okay, Joe.
Not
Jesus.
A good ratio if you're somebody
stop.
Who likes a stemless
Please,
sub.
Please stop.
I would love to find at the very end of the video, they interview the actual employees and say, yeah, Gus keeps ordering like 50 jalapenos. So for the past few years, we just gave him the stems. And it's quite funny. He only recently noticed.
That would be really funny.
That would be a very good twist. But that's quite interesting. I've always liked Gus's content.
That's why you get the peppercinis.
Well, the peppercinis are like a poor man's jalapenos.
Banana pepper, if you would. I like peppercinis. I get the peppercinis and the jalapenos. Stay tuned for more.
I think they have banana bread on Pizza Hut pizza, right?
Which is good.
Ew!
Did you say banana bread?
You know what? I meant to say something else, but we'll go with that. You know what? Banana bread on pizza. I've seen people eat cheesecake and pizza. But what could banana bread and pizza do?
You ever have pizza with jalapenos on it? With like,
oh yeah, that's,
jalapenos,
it's delicious.
Onions, bell pepper, and
I do love a supreme pizza.
Pepperoni.
Let's just talk about foods that are tasty.
Oh, sure.
This is making my mouth water.
I know, right?
After all these years, I recently tried sushi.
Really?
What kind did you get? California rolls and some sashimi with salmon?
It was a crunch. This is not a sponsor. This is what they had there. It was a crunchy roll.
Oh, we're not
roll.
Sponsored by sushi.
By Crunchyroll.
Joining us next time is sushi. We're going to have sushi on the show.
And then someone comes in like, I used to listen to the first podcast, but then he got bought out by Big Sushi.
Ever since then, it was nothing but sushi on sushi on sushi. Rolls on rolls on rolls.
Let him tell his story.
Rolls on rolls on rolls on rolls.
Well,
sushi.
Well, that was
jalapenos.
Basically the story because the only thing I had before then was vegetarian sushi.
Ew.
And you're like, why? Well, because I had a client, I do video work sometimes, and a client of mine was vegan. It'd be kind of rude to eat fish, like, fish in front
Can
of
Can we
us.
All
like,
make food noises for a while?
But we can do that. It's like the one thing, 10,000 taste buds.
Five people just stopped listening, I guarantee. Like right there.
Fuck it, that's double or nothing. By the end of this, we'll have a dedicated audience of people who love mouth ASMR.
By the end of this, we'll have a dedicated audience of like three.
And they love it. And they're,
yeah.
If there's any music people, I would love a 30-second music remix of what we just did. Just a...
Yeah, if someone in the audience wants to do that and not send it to me ever, please. That's fine.
Post it, and the first podcast and I will retweet it.
Okay.
I'll retweet it from that account. By the way, speaking of veganism, right before this, I found an article on CNN that said Disneyland is going vegan. And I thought, oh, they're no longer going to sell meat. But then you read it and it just says...
God, I'm so thirsty right now. It's just, can't get enough Gatorade.
It says that they are additionally offering vegan products.
Some more Gatorade, hold on.
Which is misleading, I say, to say the least.
It's more about the title and to engage you, because I remember seeing a YouTube video recently that said along the lines of the 3DS is dead, and then in description, sorry guys, it actually isn't dead, it's kind of dead, and I was like, wording.
What gives, you know?
What gives?
What gives?
What gives?
Do they still release games for the 3DS?
They do once in a while.
Oh, Excalibur's leaving. I gotta go see you, boys. All right, we'll see you later. Bye. We really wish that you could join us for more. This is the part of the episode where we talk about Excalibur leaving. Where are you? What's more important? Where are you headed? That's more important than listening to this.
All right, this gag has outlived its usefulness. Let's please.
Excalibur says, I have to tend to my cheese bread.
They're going to another podcast.
Okay. All right. Okay, bye.
Don't worry. They can enjoy this podcast after it's done recording. Where can they find this after it's done recording?
Well, if they're listening right now, they've already found it.
So that's useless.
Well, perhaps they're listening to it, or perhaps a guy in the subway, not an actual subway, a train subway, is playing it on a boombox.
Oh, then in that case, go to t1podcast.com and you'll find it there. We're on, you know, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify.
Joe, get a little bit more excited about advertising our show.
I'd love to see that. Just a guy in the subway or even a regular bus holding a boombox. And you're like, oh God, what's he going to play? And it's like, oh, he's just playing your podcast really loudly.
Lars, we should do that. Yeah. Everywhere we go, we should loudly play our podcast. And it should be like a 30-second clip that just says...
Oh, I already do. I've already pissed off most of my coworkers and stuff. Like, my life is hell.
Really?
You just loudly play your own voice?
Yeah.
So, Ken...
It's always kind of weird listening to my voice on the... Like, I've gotten completely used to it at this point, but it's still weird because it's like, that's me, but it's not me. It's like a Wayne's World kind of haiku kind of thought.
Who is this man? Where did he go? Where did that time go?
Exactly.
You ever play the podcast in public and then it gets to the part where we're like talking about cock and bull torture or something like that?
No, I prefer hearing it when we go... And it's blasted on the subway to even the train conductor says, please leave.
The train just crashes.
Or the train conductor's like, wow, I think this just awakened something in me.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. They've entered.
Had that experience.
Conclusion of their spiritual journey. They have fulfilled enlightenment and reached nirvana.
That would be a huge boost. Imagine the Dalai Lama listening to the first podcast. They get enlightened.
Yeah.
And... people start listening to your podcast more.
Do you remember, I forgot who it was, but one of our guests said that like they watched The Iron Giant and like it awoke something in them.
That sounds familiar.
What is that? Or did they become a chef or something? What do you mean it awoke in something?
Was that Senor Palo?
No, I think that was Ohan.
Oh, that sounds like an Ohan thing to say.
Yeah, okay.
You're waking me.
People in the chat, can you go ahead and type your fetish, please?
Oh yeah, fetishes only. For the next 25 seconds.
He got bored with his own, so he's trying to try something new. Re-explore his palate.
Feet fetish.
Yep.
Someone has a Daft Pina fetish.
Whoa.
Diapers. Oh, that's very common.
Bet he's not on today.
Yeah. We just have Ryan on today.
Splatoon.
Who's Daft Pina?
Saving Until Marriage.
That's your fetish?
And feet. They amended it. Saving Until Marriage and feet.
That's kind of incompatible, though.
By the way, what are you guys' opinions on Waiting Until Marriage... to discuss whether you like pineapples on pizza or not.
I feel like that person left, but I feel like if you're going to wait till then, it's something you can't just avoid. You must bring it up on the first date, perhaps. Because what if you're at Pizza Hut? Imagine this, you're at Pizza Hut, first date. There's pineapple on the menu. You really like it. They may or may not like it. Do you risk never knowing?
Wouldn't it depend on where? I mean, wouldn't it depend on how often you have pizza? What if you don't? What if you're not a big pizza person?
It's a very minute details that lead up to everything.
What do you guys in the chat think? Do you prefer pineapple on pizza or no pineapple?
Part of me doesn't understand why this has become such a big deal, though. Like, I get that it's a meme, but it's not like something that will affect your life at all.
I love pineapple on pizza.
Well, I've met some people who basically just eat pepperoni or nothing on pizza, and like, you don't want to put vegetables or meat.
I feel like that one of the benefits of pizza is that you can have a complex variety of flavors.
Large like, combination. Yeah.
I think that's like the wonders of pizza and nachos.
Yeah.
It says something about somebody. It says something if they don't want... It's one thing if they don't like pineapple. It's another thing if they say,
fuck you, you like pineapple? Fuck you, man.
You know? Yeah, and I hear that a lot. Like, people just getting distraught about it.
They cannot...
First, they get mad about the podcast playing in the office. Then they get mad about you doing the pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, or, like, playing it on the subway. And people aren't upset that it's too loud, but they're upset that, like, we are discussing pineapple on pizza.
No, you're eating pineapple pizza while listening to it loudly.
It's one thing if you have you have a pocket full of loose pineapple in your pocket and you put it on other people's pizza. It's another thing entirely if you're eating it on your own pizza, minding your own fucking business, you know? Like, goddamn, Susan, leave me alone.
That's the worst offshoot of the Noid of Domino's I've ever seen. It's just some guy from, was it Caesar's Pizza? And he just comes around and is like, here's a pineapple. And the commercial just ends. And I was like, what the hell is that?
That would be great. Oh, man, I should start. I think I'm going to start packing pocket pineapple. That sounds good to me.
That sounds like something that I would do.
Have you guys ever seen that video on YouTube of that guy who just goes around putting hot dogs in people's pockets?
Yes. Yeah, I invited him onto the podcast at one point.
Is it successful?
Yeah, successfully. It was really funny.
He actually agreed to come on the podcast, believe it or not, to be one of our very first guests like a year ago. The problem was he hadn't put out like a new video in like over a year or something. Remember that, Lars? He actually was going to come on at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
He made all of the content he needed to. And I feel like you're just trying to force creative genius when he already has everything he needs to show.
Yeah.
I went ahead and linked it in the chat. Yeah, it's this guy, Ross Creations, and he's putting hot dogs in people's pockets. It's really wholesome humor.
Yeah, I think that's the guy. Maybe it was a different. I don't think he had a million subs. Maybe it was a different hot dog guy.
There's multiple hot dog guys.
I think it's like a genre. Let's see when his newest video is. Oh yeah, because nine months ago. Well, he put it out a bunch like a year ago. We should hit
Perhaps
this guy
you can
up
do
though.
A food episode. Perhaps there's another YouTuber that does food stuff.
I think.
Wait. No, if his last upload was 9 months ago, that suggests that he got potentially canceled.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe he's like a serial rapist or something.
I feel like that's a very different move from putting hot dogs in people's pockets.
Well, it's not
well
that
same type of type
is of that ballpark.
I feel like that's a bit extreme.
Yeah, he's like, it wasn't enough, so he had to move
Someone in the chat says he had one dream and he did it. Nothing more to show.
Yeah, see, they agree with me. They know what I'm speaking. They know my truth. They know my peace.
Yeah.
Let's see. His most popular videos are...
secretly putting a whole loaf of bread on people's heads.
Conning the same McDonald's 3 times in a row. Jumping over a cop. Jumping over people.
Did he ever say why he did it? Because he did this in multiple videos, right? What was his motivation?
Probably chaos.
Getting in a stranger's car. Definitely chaos.
That's weird. That's kind of crossing a line at that point.
Yeah.
I suppose the guy who bought 1,000 Q-tips, the guy who bought 1,000 hot dogs has to do something with them.
Oh, according to ShadeX in the chat, he has a new channel called Vlog Creations.
Someone just tried to ping Uber in the chat. That's weird.
Did it work?
Guys, you can't order an Uber from our chat. That's not how that works.
Let's see. Ignoring girls that want to talk to me. That's one of his videos.
Oh, he just sounds like an asshole now.
Oh.
He's got some problems.
It looks like okay, it's kind of good you didn't have him on.
Yeah, never mind. I don't want him on anymore.
What crazy antics the hot dog guy's up to is not something you want to be a part.
Wait, 2 days ago he posted cutting people in line then paying for their food.
Okay. It's kind of like
that's
two steps into dick land and one step back.
That's true.
That's pretty funny though.
Secretly replacing people's junk food with vegetables. That's kind of the same.
He's kind of trying to
bring back the magic.
Yeah, he needs to bring back the wholesome stuff as opposed to doing things that are mildly like kind of
actually,
a dick move.
You know what'd be more interesting? He's done hot dogs. But it's, can he slip a hot dog and a bun in people's pockets? Now, that's a feat
like
only a few masters can do. Yes, the whole thing.
You're like secretly pouring ketchup on it and just like
really picking up a hitchhiker while test driving a new car prank.
What's
so I guess
the prank?
He's
going to say
a
no.
New car, and
we've
then
been talking about this random other YouTuber for like 10 minutes now, though. Maybe we should move on.
Maybe we should try to have him on, actually.
Yeah.
Let's hit him up right now. Let's see what he's.
Well, no.
Hey,
let's
do you want to come on our podcast right now?
Dude, let's actually talk to our guest, though, about his stuff, because that's kind of why he's here.
I will, but
I suppose, but we got very intrigued by the hot dog man.
The hot dog man.
I'm going to send him an email right now and see if he'd be willing to come on.
All right, well, he's doing that. The big question is, does everyone here actually like hot dogs?
I feel like most hot dogs are kind of shit.
Most of the hot dogs are the ones you make, Lars.
No, but I feel like most of the hot dogs that exist out there are probably bad because people just get like the shitty dollar store ones and cook them up on the grill with nothing on them except ketchup.
Well, most hot dogs are just processed, you know,
a good hot dog you've had.
Pig lips and, you know, sheep penis.
What was the question?
What is a good hot dog you've had then? Tell me the best experience of what happened.
Okay, the best experience I've ever had of a hot dog was I was working at this grill at one point for a job when I was younger, and I cooked up like the $10 pack of hot dogs, and I wrapped it in bacon. Ooh. And put all sorts of condiments on it and stuff and just slathered it.
That's
with,
very nice.
You know. Yeah, but that's not what most hot dogs are like. Most hot dogs are just like just
well,
kind of
depends on the area.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Someone was saying they like Chicago style, New York style.
Yeah,
it's very interesting what people
Chicago's
have, I feel like Wiener Schnitzel is one of the worst restaurants though.
Have you guys ever had an LA street dog?
I haven't.
Joe, so LA street dogs is a video game.
Well, have you eaten that?
LA street dogs are so good. It's basically a hot dog. It's like a small thick hot dog, like a chode of a hot dog almost. And they wrap it in bacon, and they put onions and peppers on it. And they're spicy.
Hold on. I got some references for you guys. All right, so here's a bunch of hot dogs. All
right, I got to open this.
Favorite.
Hold on.
It's actually a good list.
I haven't had all of them. I've had Seattle
wow.
dog.
Some of these look really good, like the Sonora.
Ooh, the Italian is good.
When people go out.
Ooh.
I do like how the Philippines is like a hot dog without a bun. It's like a deconstruction of a hot dog.
Sweden.
This is just making me hungry to look at, though.
I'd say maybe Chicago.
I do like the Peru.
The Chicago dog?
What Georgia did is just a pizza.
Where's Japan?
Where's Japan at? Oh, it's at the top.
This is really great audio content right now, guys.
I do really like it.
Oh, the Japan is just an octopus shape of a hot dog. Do they really do that there?
Anyone in the chats can confirm. Anyone here has been to Japan? Anyone who lives in Japan?
I've been to Japan.
Can confirm. Has anyone seen a picture of Japan? That might actually help too.
You can't conceive of the concept of Japan without a picture?
Of course.
I'm talking to this Japanese girl. Maybe she could confirm.
Are you going to leave the call and join back and you're going to be the girl? He's like, hold on. And then just in the exact same voice. He's like, hey guys, it's me. He's like, hello, Joe.
Hey guys, it's me, the girl.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. She's actually calling me right now. Hello? Hey, babe. Hold on. She wants to jump on the chat.
Hey guys. Yeah, they do have hot dogs
there. God,
this
is so lame, Joe.
You can do a better impression. Come on.
I know.
Hey guys. Hey guys, it's me.
Oh, he can do a better impression. He's just not gonna.
No, all right. How about this?
This is quality content. Give us the quality content.
Please, Joe.
What was the person's name? What's the address of the person?
Her name is.
don't say that word. That's not her name.
Joe, what is wrong with you?
Joe, get this guest out of here. I don't trust them. I don't trust them.
I wasn't gonna say that. I would never say that. I just don't want to dox her.
He cut out. He said it. Oh gosh. Oh no.
No, I didn't.
Controversial
Joe, I can't believe you just said that. I'm gonna have to bleep that. Oh my god.
You should bleep it and make it sound like I said it.
All right. Okay.
Oh geez.
All
right. Sam's
anyway,
Club. You're right. Have you ever had Sam's Club hot dogs?
Yeah,
I have. They're pretty good. Costco
too.
I feel like
Sam's Club and Costco food is kind of a little bit of a cut above the rest.
What's the rest, though? Like Sonic and Wiener Schnitzel?
Walmart. You know how Walmart used to have McDonald's is?
Yeah.
Some of them still do.
Yeah, the ones around here.
But they're mainly Subways.
For the most part.
Really?
Yeah.
The ones where I live. Yeah.
Unfortunate. Because I'm down in Texas and your guys are in not Texas.
Yeah.
So it could just be that.
California, aka not Texas.
Don't dox them.
Don't dox them, Joe.
To ask, like, are you like Southern Texas, Northern Texas?
This is the best podcast to get doxed on with two lovely guests that you can check out at Amazon. I forgot the link.
Amazon.t1podcast.com.
Even when you're shilling us, you got the link wrong.
Amazon.t1podcast.com. Yeah, but have you been affected by any like tropical storms at all?
Oh,
is that
no.
A concern for you? No? That's good.
Well,
that's really
here's
good.
The fun thing is that we're doing our best, and my heart goes to the families affected.
To help the families affected, you said?
This is not a joke. I mean, it's a tragedy what happened.
Yeah.
Not very good. But what isn't good is also this transition.
No. All right.
How's your day been, Joe? What have you been up to?
I've been researching my family lineage. Apparently on my grandpa's side of the family, I have it traced back all the way to like the 1830s.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to go further. I want to find out like where did my family originate before then?
Where it all started, where it all went wrong.
Well, yeah. Where did I get all this chutzpah from? Where did I, you know, get the Jewish...
Where did the curly sideburns begin?
Well...
Where do the stereotypes begin and where does Joe end?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Joe. You can't say anything on this podcast.
Joe, you can't say that. I'm going to have to bleep that now. Oh my God.
You have to bleep everything you say.
Jesus was one of our best, actually.
Jesus was a Jew. That is true.
Jesus was a Jew. Jesus, me and you.
Oh, the chat is saying, careful, you might find out something you don't want to know. That's
Jesus,
actually true.
Jesus
was also a Harlem Globetrotter. You remember that when it happened?
Jesus, yeah. Jesus, what a man. Jesus, no one can.
It really messed me up when I saw Jesus appear on the Scooby-Doo show. It wasn't even Christmas. He just showed up an episode and left.
Ryan, Jesus is in our hearts all year long. It's not just about Christmas, man.
In our hearts and in our soul, Jesus loves us all.
Is that why I have heartburn? Is Jesus just hanging out there, just heating it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to take a Tums.
Yeah, that's why I don't you know the Star Wars movies?
What are you talking
They're never realistic. Like, I've never seen anyone force choke someone's heart. I mean, come on, guys. That's like the first thing you would do to beat a Sith.
Yeah.
Well, you're not wrong.
That's what Jesus did, remember?
Was force choke people?
Jesus. Remember when he force choked Darth Vader?
Which episode was this?
2. You didn't see it?
Oh, I didn't like the original ones. I think I blocked those out of my memory.
Then it's definitely the second one.
Jesus choked a man. Jesus, he was strong. These are the nursery rhymes that I grew up with that I also just invented right now on the spot.
So you're going to time travel back and say those to your little self. And it'll just be a whole thing.
Imagine having
a time travel machine, but you don't do anything with it. You just do that.
Just what?
You just have a million, billion-dollar machine. You just go back in time once in a while and be like, hey, younger me, hey, what's up? And then you leave. It affects
nothing.
Oh, no,
you should give him, like, instructions, though.
No, you can't change the time continuum. You just mess with him every once in a while and doesn't do anything.
So you just prank yourself?
What kinds of pranks would you do?
how would you prank your younger self?
Inspired by the hot dog man. Just be like, here you go.
Yeah, just put a hot dog in your pocket sometimes to remind yourself who's really in control.
Leave lighters all over the place so that your parents find them and you get in trouble.
I feel like you're just going to blame that on the time travelers, Lars.
Yeah, but it's like, would people believe me?
Keep showing up.
What if you go back in time and tell your younger self, I'm a time traveler, I'm you in the future, and then you leave, and then the kid goes, Mommy, Mommy, there's a time traveler, it's me in the future. He said you're fat.
And 30 years later, you're like, that's not... I didn't say that to him.
Or find your enemies and tell them to invest in certain stocks, but like that they're like invest in Lumber Liquidators.
Oh yeah, if invest in Enron, that should go well.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing,
Bernie Madoff. You know, put your money with Bernie Madoff.
By technicality, 6 months before they crashed would have been a good time to sell.
That's true. That's true.
Tell people to buy Bitcoin. Oof. December of 2017.
Yes.
What do you think of what happened with Bitcoin?
Invest in BitConnect.
BitConnect.
Do you guys ever see that?
I have seen that. BitConnect.
BitConnect!
Didn't that come out 2 years ago or 1 year ago?
It was the one that they covered on H3H3.
Well, that's what it was.
H3H3, Lars.
Or 2 years ago.
I think it was like 2 years ago.
Lars, how did you pronounce it?
H3H3.
H3H3.
That's what I'm saying. H3H3 Productions.
All right. All right. What would be your useless superpower, Ryan?
Useless superpower. So define what a superpower can be. It's like a narrow.
All right.
Down.
So something supernatural, but cannot be beneficial. Can only be neutral, or better yet, bad. Like, I'll give you an
example.
You want an example?
Okay, give me an example. I want to give an example.
Okay. You said no example, right? You want to come up with?
No, I said I would love an example.
Oh, like
give me an example.
The ability to break every bone in your body.
And then what? You just have broken bones now? Like that one episode of Family Guy where Peter wished he had no bones. You're just a pile.
Yeah. Or like the ability to replace all the oxygen in your cells with lava.
I feel like you just hate your guests. You just don't want them to exist. That's the vibe I'm getting from this question. You're like, hey, what if you didn't exist? Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be funny? He's like, well, calm down there, Joe. You already said the many words you shouldn't have said.
Sorry about that.
So an ability that's somewhat beneficial but isn't?
Yeah, like maybe marginally at best. But like, or like the ability to randomly switch dimensions. And there's like a one in a quadrillion chance that the dimension you're switching into is hospitable to human life.
I think a nice thing. Well, it can't be that nice. You know what? The superpower would be being able to sleep on an airplane, but if it goes over a certain number of hours, I would be awake for the rest of the flight. Whereas you get into a coma.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's neutral.
What about the ability to sleep on an airplane, but every hour you sleep makes it that you were awake twice as long? Like, the longer you sleep, the less rested you are.
Well, I suppose that could be fine. Because some people just hate airplanes. You know what I mean?
What about you can sleep on the plane, but you're going to dream that you're on the plane? And your dream is more boring than real life or more painful. Like,
all right, I'm back. Sorry, guys.
Oh, you left?
Yeah.
Oh,
you didn't really say anything.
When did you leave?
Like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
We were just talking about useless superpowers.
And I just gave the
you
best one.
You weren't here for any
it.
Of
let's
that?
Not re- let's not repeat it. Don't listen to the section of the podcast before you open.
Okay, I'll cut that out. That's fine.
I thought you were here for that.
He was just silently listening. Like, he's like, can't wait to say my one. I'm going to be very silent right now so I can say mine later.
All right. So, do you have any plans for the future for your channel?
I've already started planning certain videos and contacting certain people for next year and everything.
Anything that you can share, or like is it all top secret?
It's top secret in vagueness. I mean, it's quite clear that I did purchase remember the Odd Ones Out had a pre-order thing for a costume that he's selling? There's going to be something to do with that in the near future. Tom Scott has a board, is it a board game? Card game. It's more of a card game. He has a card game coming out.
Okay.
Of course, that's going to be a fun review for that. And eventually,
cool.
eventually I want to do a video about The Odd Ones Out whenever that
happens. You ever thought about doing a video to review like a really tiny channel just to make sure they never take off?
What do you mean? You want me to review the first podcast?
No. Like some channel that has like 10. Actually,
that was rude.
I feel like that you're saying a very rude question.
Huh?
You're saying like, what if you just destroyed a channel?
Yeah, that's kind of a dick move to ask him to do, Joe.
Yeah, you ever thought about that?
I like to make videos that help people, and I think that's like the opposite.
Yeah.
Right.
What I'm trying to do.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think he probably wants to like destroy some 14-year-old's life where it's just like, this guy has 500 subs and he sucks. Like, that's probably not a great idea.
Well, but you might be helping him out indirectly because they say any publicity is good publicity.
No.
That's not true. So
you'd be directing thousands or maybe hundreds of thousands of people to this guy's channel. And then some of them might say, you know, he's pretty good. And they might subscribe anyway. Maybe if you really wanted to help him out, you would shit all over his channel.
I'm not making a review over your daily vlogs, Joe.
Oh, yeah. You should review Joe's TikTok.
Too bad TikTok ain't my territory.
Yeah, Lars.
You're safe for my...
Thank you.
Grapes of Wrath.
Safe for now.
Oh, we're not on his target list, thankfully.
Yeah, Lars, you almost fucked me, Lars.
Hey.
It was like, what can I say about the first podcast? They say it in their podcast.
My door just opened randomly. I'm going to go close it. Be right back.
Ooh, spooky. Hold on. I'm getting a phone call. Hello? Oh, it's the ghost opened Lars's door.
Well, hello, ghost. How's it going?
Hey. Well, he hung up already.
Oh, okay. That'd be a very funny movie premise. Where a guy just every once in a while gets called from a ghost and just hangs up because he doesn't want to talk to him. It's the exact same ghost. And he's like, I don't want to talk to you again, Bill.
At the end of the movie, it turns out that it's like the guy's annoying coworker that just pretends to be a ghost and like he knew the whole time and was just humoring this guy because he's like, he doesn't have friends and he's lonely.
I feel like this is based on a true story, Joe.
No. But wouldn't that be a good idea for a movie? This guy gets a phone call, and on the other end, the guy says, I'm a ghost, I'm a spooky ghost. And then it turns out that it's just some guy pretending to be a ghost.
Have you ever seen the movie with Bill Murray in it?
Yeah,
The Man Who Knew Too Little?
It would have to be movie? With Bill Murray.
The movie, for those who haven't seen it, basically to get out, it's been a while since I've seen it, so I might not be 100% accurate. But to get out of Rut in his life, his brother, not Bill Murray's real brother, but he pays for him to go on a fun adventure. But it turns out Bill Murray goes to the wrong telephone and gets incorporated into an actual spy adventure without knowing everything.
Ooh.
Imagine that happening for the guy. Like, it hangs up the phone and the guy's like, I'm a ghost. Ooh. And then he goes through the whole movie thinking he's a ghost with everyone not noticing because of funny, hilarious coincidences. That'd be quite fun.
That's funny. Have you seen Groundhog Day?
I have seen Groundhog Day.
That was a good
Everyone's
one.
Everyone's seen Groundhog Day, Joe.
It was also a very nice one. I need to rewatch it.
I liked it.
Oh,
have you seen The Matrix?
Let's not just list movies that people have seen.
I have seen them.
That's the kind of movie that really fucks with you.
I think we should go ahead and take an audience question.
Have you seen Toy Story?
I feel like you're just asking, are you looking at your DVD rack? And you're like, hey, what's over here? It's like, have you seen Blue's Clues? And I was like, huh? The Matrix.
Yeah. Guys, if we want to, we can take an audience question now.
That's what I was... If someone has a mic. I was right about to say, Flix, do you have a good question or you have like just an okay question?
Do you have a lukewarm question? Something I can just be like, oh, okay.
We want an easy...
Okay, Flix, you're unmuted.
We want an easy question first.
Have you ever had that?
Flix, you're unmuted.
Flix, hello. You have to unmute yourself. You have yourself self...
Okay, so I was going to ask...
You come on the podcast and you don't introduce yourself.
Yes.
Hello to the guests.
Hi,
hello,
I'm Flix. And,
fucking amateur.
I'm an amateur. Yeah, I'm sorry. All right, so Daft, do you
plan... Sorry, that was rude of me.
God damn it.
So I know we already have a topic, but are there any YouTubers in particular that you do plan on going after besides the Odd Ones Out? Or no? Not really.
I wouldn't say going after is a good term. I'm not.
Yeah, gotcha. Flicks.
I don't hate these
dun,
people.
Dun, 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 dun.
Sometimes people do things. Sometimes people do things and you're like, hey, oh, come on, man. I mean, I've seen, because I would say my videos are far from the commentary videos you see of YouTubers who do outrageous, vile things. And I'm like, hey, stop tracing, please.
Yeah. Also, Flicks, yeah, we're in the chat. We're just giving you a hard time.
We always just. Yeah.
I do appreciate your question. No, there will be certain people, but no one's murdered anyone. No one's been like, I'm going to cheat on you. And I was like, whoa, information, that's juicy. No, just look out for people. You'll like the next one.
Hey, Rad Dude, you're on.
Hello, Rad.
Quit typing.
You come on the podcast and you type.
Oh, sorry.
And
hi,
you type
I'm
and
Michael.
You type.
You don't take off your shoes. You just type and type and type.
And you never visit
your
mother.
Take off your shoes.
Visit your mother.
And you never call.
All right. Jesus fucking Christ. Just because I'm typing doesn't mean I jerk. Okay. Anyways. Hi, Ryan. I'd like to ask about your, art. Well, what type of art do you mostly like?
And you don't introduce yourself.
I literally just did.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Do it a second time.
I'll allow it.
I think they want to do it a second time.
I'll allow it.
I heard you, but apparently they did not.
No, I'll allow it.
Okay.
We'll just cut this on post.
I've actually been reworking my art style entirely, and I really like where it's going for. Oh. I do appreciate graphic design with what I do with my video transitions. But I do like the idea of simple animations and comics, a la what Cartoon Network is doing nowadays. Not too simplistic in the fact where it's like, oh, because it's cheap, but more of the stylistic choice, you can have better animation out of a simple design. It's something to look forward to next year.
Is there anyone else who wants to ask a question?
We have a question request from Terry Block, so you're unmuted.
Oh, hi, I'm Terry Block. Everybody
Hello,
knows.
Terry.
So this How's is my going? Question. What got you into the criticism?
Are you calling from another dimension? Are you in
You're really cutting out.
Are you in the upside down? Terry, joining us from the upside down.
I'm adjusting.
Terry,
it. Sorry.
Get closer to your mic.
Okay.
Anyway, what got you into?
Don't touch your mic when you're typing it. When you're I don't know if you're touching it, but
okay. What
anyway,
got
go
you
ahead.
Into criticism and specifically criticizing the Storytime community?
I've always liked review shows, and I've always liked people having speaking their mind on something that not many people talk about. And so back in late 2016, before I made the first episode, I was talking to a friend who introduced me to the Storytime community. He said, "Do you know The Odd Ones Out?" And I was like, I think I've seen a video of his, and he introduced me a couple other ones. And I was like, that's kind of interesting that some of them share the same aspects. So it was my friend who got me into it. But I suppose you could say The Odd Ones Out himself inspired me to look into the community and get interested, which I think is quite interesting and fun. And yes, that is the story. Or it is a very short story.
All right. Anyone else?
I tried leading it.
Revenge.
Go on.
Raptor has a question. Now, technically, you're unmuted, Revenge Raptor.
I was trying to thank Revenge Raptor at the beginning before you cut me off, because they made a...
Oh, sorry.
They made a YouTube fandom page for me, and I was like, thank you. They did it today. That's wonderful. Today in the past, for those listening right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot my question already. Hang on, wait. No, wait, no.
All right, I'm on the show. That's enough. You don't remember.
Hold on. Okay, so if you come from Texas, why do you not sound like you're from Texas?
You generalize the guests.
That's the question. That's it.
I wouldn't. I suppose I didn't grow up in an area that too really heavily had the accent, and a lot of the media that I grew up with wasn't entirely Texan. Some of it was from New York, a la Seinfeld back in the day, Law and Order, SVU. The Simpsons, and even British TV shows and YouTubers like Ashens. So I either lost the accent or never had one. Because I can do the accent. I did the funny haha yeehaw accent. But I think it's all right.
Shade X has a question relating to your old content.
Okay.
So I turned down the Seinfeld theme. That was a bit loud on my end.
Okay. All right, Ryan, I know you started out doing cartoon reviews. I never got the chance to watch them. Like, they were on your channel, mm-hmm. but then you took them down because I know you didn't add anything new, right?
Yeah, you're right.
You said in one of your videos.
They're basically just me going, this show came out at this time, and I like the characters. Here are the characters. Ring. Character one.
But there's one specific video I'm interested in seeing. It's your forget about a review, because I heard you recreate the Sopranos intro in it.
It was...
So are you gonna...
Well, the Sopranos intro was shaky and out of focus, but I am proud that the actual creator of the show saw the video.
Hmm.
He actually saw the video and responded on Twitter.
Interesting.
Wow.
I think I'll take that part out, because it's more disorienting than anything. But next time, or next year... I am going to take time to re-upload some of my first channel videos with a disclaimer. Being like, these are old. Stop judging me.
Okay.
All right. But you'll see the cartoon videos as well.
I think we had one last question. Longshlongsilver wanted to ask.
Hello, I am Longshlongsilver. And Daphina...
Thank you for introducing yourself.
You're welcome.
This is how you ask a question.
This is how you come onto our show and you do introduce yourself.
I come onto your show. I introduce myself. I say hello to Daphina, and then I ask my question.
Say hello to me. Okay.
Did you just call him Daft Penis?
Daphina. Jesus.
I don't appreciate. All right, let's cut that part out. I'm just feeling very heated right now.
Exactly.
Okay, rewind. Hello, Daphina. Okay. I am Longshlongsilver, and my question is, out of all the animators you've made a video about, which fan base got the most pissy about it?
Jeez. Well, rightfully so. I once made a horrible video, I don't know if you've seen it, called the Jane Face Reveal. Not a good video, wasn't my place to talk about it. Not good in general, but no... You know how I dislike it? Imagine someone that's not me, and imagine them disliking it a lot more. So,
did any of the content creators respond poorly? Or like, who responded like the least, who took it the least well?
Well, the thing with that is I've actually talked with a lot of them, even Jaden's father.
Oh.
So I would say if there was any misconceptions or misdeeds, I cleared it up. However, that isn't just to say... I may have cleared it up with them, but perhaps they may still hate me.
Do you normally have people, like, do you normally, I don't know if roasting is, you're not really roasting them, but would you say? Is it something of a roast?
These would be their weak, I've seen some roasts, these would be the weakest roasts. Okay. I mean, my newest video was about a guy who traces, and he makes money from tracing, and I basically say, come on, man, you don't have to do that. And his fan base was like, it's okay that he traces. And I was like, no.
I saw that video. I mean, it's kind of weird that he makes some good points. Like, he went to art school, right? So he should know how to draw.
I've seen his art and people saying it's just references. And it's like, he can draw the references, huh?
It's just not, it's not real. It's just tracing. I mean, it's, if it's a joke, then okay. But it's not, it's just tracing. There's nothing to it.
And I even talked to, I'll say this, I won't say who. But I talked to one of his friends.
What did their name rhyme with? Just kidding.
Joe. No. But I talked with them about helping, because I wasn't even going to make a video about Dietus. I was actually going to make a different video.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought, hey, I saw what happened with Fox Goodman. Maybe I can solve this internally. But when I called Dietus, he basically said, I'm just going to keep tracing. And I was like, oh. And I talked to his friend. And I was like, hey, friend of his and kind of friend of me, maybe we can try work towards Dietus not tracing. And they said, okay. And then they proceed a day or so later to block me on Twitter and then unblock me so I can't message them. And I was like, boy, that's a weird response, huh? And so I made the video because I was like, oh. Because I was disappointed, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, yeah. Come on, guys. People look up to you as an artist. You got to show a good example. You got to show a good example of yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's going to do it for the Q&A segment of the show. Joe, is there anything else you wanted to ask our esteemed multicultural guest?
Close enough.
What's your favorite way to eat eggs?
I like scrambled eggs. A little salt, a little pepper, some hot sauce. Ooh, ever tried Cholula?
Oh, I love Cholula.
Boo!
Lars does not like Cholula because he's not a man of culture.
Does he like ketchup on his eggs?
Yeah, he likes ketchup because Cholula's too spicy for him, and he likes ketchup.
I didn't
say
you like ketchup, you punk-ass bitch.
What is your opinion on boars?
Boars, like to pet them or to eat them?
That's interesting that that's where your mind
went. Interesting response.
Eat or pet? You know, like yeah, one or the other.
Well, what kind of thing were you thinking of? Boars.
Boars, the animal.
Boars.
What do you
head?
Think we're talking about when we say boars?
Like, oh, just podcast is boring.
No, boars, the animal.
Boars, the animal. I have seen a boar. They were all right. They were sleeping.
Is this podcast boring?
No, it's a boring.
Oh, sorry.
Or an ab bore.
Oh.
Ab bore hor intly good time. Oh, hoo. I turn around.
Oh, okay. We do have to ask that question at some point. Sorry.
Barack Obama.
Shut up, Joe. Just don't talk anymore.
That's someone completely different, I would say.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Daft Pina, if people wanted to check out your stuff, how would they go ahead and do that?
Well, they can go to YouTube, type in Daft Pina. Hey, hey, ho, ho, I am there. I have a nice pink icon with sunglasses. The sunglasses might be there. Maybe the color changed for Halloween. Or maybe it didn't.
Ooh.
I suppose you'll find out soon.
I don't think it did, but okay. All right.
It's not Halloween yet, is it? Or is it? What time are you listening to this podcast?
Joe. No, it's not.
It's 8:11 p.m.
What time, audience, what time are you listening to this podcast?
If you are listening to this episode right now, give us a 5-star review on if you're like Apple Podcasts or Google or whatever. Give us a 5-star review and comment the time that you're listening to this podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
It's embedded within the 5-star review that you're going to give us. If you're listening to this review, you'll give us a 5-star review listening to this episode.
He always keeps forgetting, like, I'm editing the video. I keep forgetting to give it a 5-star rating. What's happening? What's happening?
Yes.
You okay, Joe?
I'm fine.
That's how he breathes when he edits a video.
Yeah, he's just really intense. Like,
that's why
it's time.
That's why you drink all the Gatorade. You're like, I gotta stay hydrated while editing. Whew, a workout.
Yeah. Joe, if people wanted to tune into episodes like these live, well, they already know how to do that, but it's discord.t1podcast.com. However, people wanted to get cool bonus episodes of the show or listen to these episodes the moment they're done editing.
Oh,
yes. How can they do that?
Patreon.com/T1podcast.
Patreon.com/T1podcast gets you early listening privilege and about 20% more first podcasts.
That's right. We do bonus episodes. We release them every month.
Oh.
You could tune into those episodes, and only you can tune into those episodes with other patrons, of course, and only you can listen to those episodes. Don't try to find pirated versions. They don't exist. Trust me. I've looked.
They're illegal, guys. Don't pirate the show.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to pirate our show, just... Come on, just pay the $2. Just pay up.
Yeah, it's like $2.
Pony up.
It's very nice. I appreciate this podcast and anyone who's pirating it. Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Don't do that. Please stop doing it.
Come on.
It's really hurting our bottom line.
You're really making me mad.
And if people wanted to wear our podcast, Joe, how could they do that?
Ooh, if people wanted to wear...
You can wear the podcast?
Yeah, we sell our skin on the black market. No, we...
God!
You sell one of those boombox t-shirts. You ever seen one of those? The boombox t-shirts?
Otterbox Dippin'
boombox.
Dippin' Dots?
You can plug in your t-shirt to your cell phone. It has a little speaker in it. You've never seen one of those?
Yeah, I've seen that. Those are cool.
Do you sell those?
That's pretty cool. I haven't heard of that.
Merch.t1podcast.com.
That's right. Merch.t1podcast.com, where you can get shirts, little tote bags, pillowcases and phone cases, stickers and... more that famous gallon of water picture of me, some
I would
fan
love
art.
To buy a gallon of water for for the first podcast. If they sign the water, not the bottle, they must sign the water.
Yeah, exactly. No, but if you've ever really, like, if you're in love with Joe and you want him all over yourself, that's a good way to do it.
That's right.
Merch.t1podcast.com.
Hey, Lars, maybe we should start selling our bath water.
Oh,
ooh, gamer come girls.
On. Come on, man.
Ryan,
that would have worked a month ago. Come on, man.
You ever thought about doing that? Just selling your bath water?
Oh, because Joe's interested.
No, I was just curious. I'm not interested.
Even past the meme, he's still interested. He's like, haha, is anyone still doing this? Huh, I need to do this for a joke. Haha, hee hee.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Unless.
Alright guys, I made it to the episode. It's me, Pufferfish. Guys? Shit.